Dem congressional candidate taking time off after drunken tirade at tween slumber party allegations. By Paul Bois on February 22, 2022. Democrat Abby Broyles, current candidate for Oklahoma's 5th U.S. Congressional District, announced on Tuesday that she will be taking some time off for her mental health following allegations that she hurled drunken profanities at girls as young as 12 at a Valentine's Day slumber party. "The things I'm accused of saying are not who I am. Nor do they depict the entirety of the situation that occurred. They are not a reflection of my beliefs. This has been a painful attack on my character, from the accusations themselves to the overwhelming amount of politically charged threats, malicious emails, calls and messages I've received," she tweeted. Admitting that she is not perfect while asserting she is not the only Oklahoman who's ever had one too many on a Friday night, Broyles said she will temporarily step away from the public eye. "Being in the public eye for an intense 3 years in a tumultuous political climate has been the most stressful time of my life," she said. "While I'm committed to service, I'm taking some time to focus on my mental health and recharging so I can feel 100% again." Broyles has not said if she will be dropping out of the Oklahoma 5 race, a district that includes Oklahoma City and swung for the Democrats during the 2018 midterms before going back to Republicans in 2020. As of now, the Oklahoma Democrat Party has said it will continue to support her if she remains on the ticket and clinches the nomination to face off against incumbent Representative Stephanie Bice, R. Regarding the party's stance on Ms. Broyles' candidacy, "The party is not in the habit of running candidates off. Should Ms. Broyles continue in her pursuit of Oklahoma Congressional District 5, the party will not get in her way," Alicia Andrews, chair of the Oklahoma Democratic Party, told the Oklahoman. Andrews did, however, say that the party does not support the comments allegedly made by Broyles and called on Democrats to help her find better candidates. "For someone who pontificates to be undyingly pro-woman, I am disgusted by your behavior and find it appalling you couldn't understand why their parents are angry. Your vile, cruel, and bigoted behavior should not be excused or swept under the rug. 2/4. Sarah Matthews, at Ma 669-15987. February 16, 2022. Last week, Nonduck.com reported allegations that Broyles hurled profane insults at tween girls after becoming intoxicated at a slumber party. She also allegedly vomited into a laundry basket and on a girl's shoes. News of her alleged behavior first broke on Twitter when mother Sarah Matthews, whose daughter was present at the party, demanded that Broyles apologize. Matthews' 12-year-old daughter detailed Broyles' alleged behavior at the party, saying she inexplicably began being rude to people. She said, "We were all sitting around, and she was just going around in a circle saying rude things and would end with effer and saying fuck you to all of us there, really rude things. My friend has acne, and she had been talking about her acne early in the evening. And then, Broyles called her an acne fucker, and she ran upstairs crying. She was telling me I wasn't going to be as successful as her," the girl added. Broyles also allegedly called another girl a Hispanic fucker. Initially, Broyles denied being at the party, suggesting the story might have been a cooked-up political attack by the mothers, but a screenshot of a TikTok video that night appeared to show Broyles in attendance at the party. Text messages from the homeowner to Matthews the following day also appeared to corroborate some of the events of that night. In a sit-down interview with GVR, Broyles admitted that she attended the party, claiming that Nonduck.com had misquoted her. Nonduck.com said it stands by its reporting and presented audio evidence of her denial. "That phone call was terrifying and caught me off guard. I remember hearing the accusations and just repeating no, no, no and then hanging up," Broyles told GVR. "I was happy to be in the TikTok video with the girls, which was obvious proof of my attendance." As to her alleged behavior that night, Broyles said that her friend invited her over, asked that she bring wine, and gave her some medication she had never taken before that may or may not have caused her to hallucinate. According to Broyles, "She asked me to come over. She asked me to bring some wine. We had wine and sushi and a couple of hours later, we were upstairs in their theater room watching a movie. For years I have struggled with stress and anxiety and insomnia. I took the bar exam on 2 hours of sleep. I mean, this is how far this goes back for me. And she knows that. And she gave me a medication I had never taken before. and I had an adverse reaction. Instead of helping me sleep, I hallucinated. And I don't remember anything until I woke up or came to, and I was throwing up in a hamper. Broyles could not remember much beyond her limited recount and apologized to the families. She denied having a substance abuse problem.